Welcome everybody to the Holly Life Podcast, episode 10, where we share our journey with you each and every week. Ta-da!
Welcome, everybody, to the How We Life Podcast. This is episode 10, and with me today is a special guest. It is my daughter, Rayleigh. Welcome, Rayleigh.
Hi.
And she's got a special story that she wanted to share with everybody. So, Rayleigh, what's happened today?
I lost my tooth.
You lost your tooth. That's so awesome. How'd you lose your tooth?
Then I knocked it out.
What?
Finley knocked it out.
Oh my goodness, he knocked it out? How did he knock it out?
He jumped on top of me and he made it more wigglier and then it just popped out.
So was it already wiggly?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he hit, and you know what was so funny about that?
What?
You were on top of Daddy and then Finley jumped on top of you, didn't he? Yeah, and you know what I heard?
What?
I heard it pop out. Like, you were right above my ear when it happened. So I heard, I was like, oh, something just happened. And then you said, oh, my tooth! And then it started wiggling. But it wasn't all the way out yet, was it?
No.
What'd you have to do?
I had to keep wiggling and wiggling and wiggling.
Yeah. And then eventually you just pulled it right out of there?
Trying to get it out, but then I just closed my mouth for a minute, and it just went out itself.
Without even trying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what was the most painful part?
When Finley went and jumped on top of me, it hurt my tooth.
It did hurt your tooth right there when he jumped on top of you? Uh-huh. But are you glad it's out now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, what are you going to do with your tooth now?
I'm going to give it to the tooth fairy.
And how do you do that?
I put it under my pillow at nighttime.
And how much money do you get from the tooth fairy?
I'm not sure. She gets to pick.
She gets to pick? Does she evaluate your tooth and see how much it's worth? And then she gives you so much money, depending on what kind of tooth it is?
Last time I got $2.
You got $2 last time? That was your first tooth, though, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
So it was a special tooth, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think you'll get $2 this time, or you think this tooth is worth more or less?
Maybe more.
Maybe more? Okay, let's say the tooth fairy came to you, and you had to sell the tooth fairy your tooth. What would you tell her is special about this tooth?
It was my first tooth.
Well, no, this one, though. This is your second tooth, right?
Yeah, this is my second tooth.
Yeah, but what's special about it? Is it extra white? Is it long? Is it...
It's a special tooth.
It's just a special tooth. You're just raising the price because that's what you...
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, that's so cool, Rayleigh. Are you excited to go to sleep tonight and maybe wake up?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do with all that money?
Buy something with it.
What do you got in mind? What are you going to buy?
I'm not sure.
Yeah? Are you going to maybe save it and maybe put it together with some more money and maybe buy something bigger? Or are you going to try to buy, like, candy or little things?
No, I'm going to buy something bigger, like a toy or something.
Like a toy or something? How much money do you have right now?
I lost my wallet.
Oh, no! You lost your wallet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness! When'd you lose your wallet?
It was on Sunday.
Oh, no. How much money did you have in your wallet?
A lot.
A lot of money? Oh, we need to find... I didn't even know you lost your wallet, Rayleigh. We got to find it. You've been a cool cat. When I lose my wallet, I get crazy. I got to go back to the stores. I got to check everywhere I went to try to find my wallet. Because I go like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do without my wallet? And you just lost your money. And you're like, okay, I lost my wallet. You silly girl. Well, Rayleigh, Mommy and Daddy just did a podcast the other night about Christmas presents, and I was wanting to get your opinion on your favorite Christmas present so far, and are you still having fun with all those things?
And still having fun with all of them.
You are? And what's your favorite one, would you say now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
There's a lot of favorite ones.
Well, give them to me.
Baby Donut and Baby Sprinkle.
Baby Donut and Baby Sprinkle, all right. And they smell good, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my kitty cat.
Your kitty? Mm-hmm. What was wrong with your kitty?
She was on demo.
She was on demo? And how's she different now?
She's nicer and she can eat her food now.
Yeah. That's awesome. And do you have any other ones that you've really liked a lot?
Rainbow Barbie.
Oh, Rainbow. Who got you that?
Fenway.
Fenway got you Rainbow Barbie. Mm-hmm. He is such a good brother, isn't
and
he?
And I get him Dozer and Ty.
And what's his favorite present?
I don't know. I
have Dozer and Ty. You got him his favorite present. He loves playing with those. You know, he takes them everywhere he goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Does that make you feel cool that you got to get him his favorite thing?
Uh-huh. I think I don't know how many presents I get. There were so many.
There were so many. That is so true.
But Finley's going to watch Baby Dawn, Baby Sprinkle.
Oh, that's right. You made him a babysitting schedule. When is he supposed to babysit them?
On Saturday and at nighttime.
And how much are you paying him to babysit them?
A quarter.
A quarter? Awesome. Did he agree to it? Did Finley say his magic words of, it's a deal? Has he said that to you yet?
No.
You know how many times he's told me, like, he's made so many deals with me. He goes, it's a deal. It's a deal. Like, the other night, I was trying to talk to him about eating his food, and then he'd get ice cream after his food, and he told me, it's a deal, and he shook my hand. He's so silly. So you need to make a deal with brother, because he'll shake your hand. That is so cool. And you also have a store that you're working on making, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell everybody about your store?
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead. Tell everybody about your store. What's the name of your store?
Wheezy's.
Wheezy's. And it's Rayleigh's by Wheezy's or Wheezy's by Rayleigh's?
I don't know.
Well, what are you doing at your store?
I'm going to sell cupcakes, cakes, paper dolls, pictures, and dresses.
And dresses. Awesome. And you've got a lot of drawings, right, of the place. Like, it's a really cool place. You know about your store? Can you tell everybody what it looks like?
It's going to be tall like our house and a rainbow color.
And rainbow colored house. Well, that is so cool, Rayleigh. I hope it's a great launch. When are you hoping to open your store?
I don't know. I'm still working on it.
You're still working on it? We're going to get you a few more cupcakes to put in there and some cakes. You got some dresses, though, right?
No. I can't. What?
We have those dresses, right? You're going to help Mommy sell some LuLaRoe there, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, this has been a special episode with Rayleigh. Thank you for joining us, Rayleigh. And if you want to join us online, be sure to email us at howielifepodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram at howielife, all one word. And make sure that you use the hashtag howielife. You're going to see Rayleigh on there. You're going to see her most recent science project where you got to blow the balloon up. You remember that, Rayleigh?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? Yeah, so you're going to see those pictures over there?
It didn't blow up. It was plasma.
Oh, it was plasma? It turned into a plasma? Is that what you were doing?
I thought it
turned into a gas.
It did turn into a gas.
That's right.
But I don't know how it does it.
You don't know how it does it? You mix. What did you mix? Baking powder and baking soda and vinegar? Was that it?
No, it was... two things.
It was two things? And you put them together and it made a gas and it made the balloon fill up with that, didn't it?
And my friend's balloon, it didn't work and it went everywhere.
Oh. Well, you're going to get to see those kind of things on the Howie Life Instagram. So make sure you follow us over there, everybody. And until next time, bye.
Bye.